Well, here he is, Brad Adam, Root Sports, who just got done hosting. How was that post-game show? I mean, you really had to put a smile on that one.
And you know what? Our post-game show, Puck, went very similar to how this game started. We lost a monitor. Angie lost her microphone. We just kept saying anything that could go wrong today did go wrong in the game and also the post-game show. But it was just a rough one, right? Bill Kruger likes to say it's one of the 162s, you know, one of the 60s you're going to lose.
I did see that she was messing around, and I think I had the volume down. I was watching, and she was messing around with something. Yeah.
Darn it. We didn't know because we didn't have a monitor, so we didn't know what it looked like. We thought we fooled everybody, but hey.
I'm sorry.
One of those games, man.
Yeah,
Brad. Standing on.
Oh, God, it was. I'm going to tell you, Brad Adams with us. His weekly show brought to you by John Howie Steak. Entertain your next clients, family, friends at John Howie Steak and experience the best dining experience in the city. Visit johnhowiesteak.com. You're right. I mean, from the very get-go, that thing was, I mean, Brad, I'm coaching Little League later tonight, a bunch of 10 and 11-year-olds, and I'm not exaggerating. That was Little League bad. How just bad they were in the field. And I still need to understand how we reverse an error on Polanco and give that a hit.
I think two reasons, Puck. And I think one, the infield was in. It was a hard hit ball, which I get. Should he have made that play? Obviously, he should have. But it was not going to be an extra earned run. So I think they just said, let's take the error away. It's still an earned run for Kirby, and it is what it is. I mean, Skipper talked about it postgame. I mean, there were about three plays in that inning that they did not make. You know, I mean, Bo Naylor gets to first base twice on strikeouts, wild pitches in this game. You know, Polanco doesn't make a play. France doesn't make a play. Polanco and JP collide in the fourth inning. I mean, it's just it's just frustrating to watch. And I know that we're not the only ones frustrated. The team's certainly frustrated as well. But we talked about how this defense could look if things don't go well, like it was today, you know, and it's a rough look at second. It's a rough look at third at times. And a catcher, you know, Zavala did not have a good game behind the dish. It's just that we thought that might happen with the defense, and it certainly it did today.
Yeah, that was, it was just rough. I mean, it's like every time I'm watching everything that happened, it was just kind of a shake your head kind of moment in that game. Right. And I can't even imagine how frustrating it was. I mean, to watch it for the players to go through it. I mean, sit there for George Kirby, and George Kirby didn't have a good outing, but then George Kirby, you know, he didn't pitch good. But then, you know, he gets frustrated by just the lack of defense behind him. I mean, some of those plays that, there was a couple, you know, I'm not going to kill Polanco for the one that he had to die for or at least leap up and get. That's a base hit. But he just his defense wasn't helping him out at all. And they, I mean, just the miscues of the sloppy defense off the Polanco glove, the overthrow by the catcher at second, the wild pitch. I believe that was his knuckleball, I think, is what he threw there. It just wasn't, I mean, the bloop hits that were finding things, it just was not clean.
No, not at all. And a couple things with that. When you don't have, like, when your defense makes mistakes, you give up three in the first, you give up two in the second, it's 5-0, right? You can kind of forget that a little bit and forgive it, right, if the offense comes to play. Maybe you end up losing 7-5, right, or 8-6 or something. But getting shut out, compounded by the mistakes, and watching Kirby struggle like he did, I mean, it's just – you've got to be better in other areas. If one area is not doing well, you know, you've got to be able to hit. You know, five hits today. Only struck out 8 times, so that's an improvement, which is, you know, kind of sad to say, but, you know.
That's a positive spin on it.
We spin it out there. But off day tomorrow is going to hopefully be good for them. It's supposed to snow in Milwaukee, so they might not be able to do a whole lot, but. You know, get after it on their first road trip and try to figure out the off. You know, Cleveland's offense, Puck, I was watching them, and this is what I think the Mariners front office, when they got these players, envisioned an offense. It was like Cleveland's. Put the ball in play. Everybody chips in, you get a couple of breaks go your way, and now all of a sudden you have eight runs. You know, that is right. What the Mariners kind of need to be. They don't have four guys or three guys that are going to hit 30 home runs. They're not the Braves or the Dodgers or these teams, Yankees, that overpower you. They need to put the ball in play, cut down on the strikeouts, and be like Cleveland. Good things happen, right, when you put the ball in play. You tell your kids that, right? When you
put the ball in play. And, I mean, it's
the other team make plays.
You know, we practice bunting all the time, and I look at Cleveland, and it's nice to see a professional team still go out there and try to bunt as much as possible. But they just I don't know what it is, Brad. It's I know it's early, and I know what Scott Service said after the game. Hey, we are at halftime of a game. I mean, I actually think it's even earlier than that. It's not even halftime yet.
Oh,
I mean,
they're NFL not even season, right?
I think he said the halftime of the first game. I think is what he was trying to say, but yeah, I mean, this is way early. But I think that's what's frustrating is it just seems in the last few years we have continued to see this trend coming out of spring training where it is not off to a good start. That's one thing, but it's not off to a good start, and then they don't play clean baseball. And I think that's the frustrating thing is that these are things that it looks like they are just picking up a baseball for the very first time. Base running gaffes, fielding gaffes, Polanco and JP running into each other. These are two excellent infielders, and the miscommunication of how to cover that, I mean they are lucky that someone didn't get really seriously injured on that one and out for a very long time.
Yeah, when he went down, it did not look good at all. Luckily, he was able to get up, walk around, and he's A-OK. He talked about it with Jen post-game. He's fine. Polanco is fine. But this communication, you know, I mean, still probably learning each other a little bit at second and short. But this game needed to be like a 3-0 game, right? I mean, you can't give them extra outs. We've seen this earlier in the series. We saw it against Boston as well. Again, when things aren't going right, something has to kind of pick up the slack. If it's not hitting, it's better be pitching in defense. And again, this team's going to pitch. I mean, Kirby, that was an anomaly. 8 runs, the most he's ever given up in a start.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll see that again. But Puck, I guess it's just one of those things. I mean, you hope it's not another slow start the whole month, right?
Yeah, but it shows, you know, what it shows them, though, you know, what it illustrates, I think, with these guys is if they don't get starting pitching and it's not rock solid, like it's razor thin for these guys, and they're just not good enough offensively to make up for the miscues, and they're what they do with their defense. And if they're a little off, and I think that's a hard thing to do with any team, is because those guys are going to have bad nights pitching. In fact, it just thinks that it happens to, you know, two of your aces on the team in back to back nights. And I think for Kirby, I think the one little thing is this is his first two starts. He recovered in game one, but uncharacteristic right. walks. Inning. Yep. Yeah. First inning, which you just have never seen that from him. And I'm just curious, you know, what rhyme or reason that is for him.
You know, the first game, maybe overamped the first game. You know, he goes shut out into the seventh. He gives up 8 today. So his earned run average goes from 0 to 7. But he throws 99 pitches that first start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a lot in the first start. Very few guys throw that many first start of the season. No off day. Most series had the built-in off day for weather this weekend, so they only played 3 games. Mariners played 4, and then this one was 7. So he didn't get a day off. You know, maybe that had something to do with it. But you're right. We've just not seen him sharp in the first inning, which is something that we've never seen him do. You know, walks, hit a batter, the second batter with an 0-2 count. I mean, that was very surprising. But, you know, as many close games as they play, you're right. You're talking about that razor's edge, that fine edge they play on. You know, it's difference between, you know, winning and losing those games. You know, their first 3 losses, first 3 wins, all by 1 run.
Exactly. Right. I mean, they're
plays, but it's like barely, right?
I mean, that's a good point, Brad. I mean, if it's not for a terrific pitching performance, you know, Kirby on that Friday, that's a loss. They had a rally on Saturday, thanks to Julio. And then in game one, they've got to come back and well, they don't come back on that one, but they win a 1-run game. I mean, you're looking at a start of the season that easily could be what, 1-6?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's – and now you're going to go play a Milwaukee team that's playing great baseball. I mean, they've had a great start to the season. You know what Toronto's going to do on the road. So, not that this
– Watch it, Puck. They're going to spin it. We talked about that before the season. And look what happened to the Mariners. You know, that first couple of series, spin. A lot of off-speed. They're going to see that until the Mariners can figure it out, right? How to make an adjustment, how to hit that and put the ball in play. Make them throw the fastball.
You think when you're close to these guys. I mean, they'll say, "Hey, it's seven games. Let's not overreact here." But at the same time, they know what the expectations are on them, and then they know what the off season was all about. And you know, there were a lot of players that grew frustrated with what they did or did not do. And I just wonder if this snowballs a little bit on them. You know, it's human nature to overreact to things, and I would think and hope that this coaching staff is aware of that and guarding against that.
They've talked about that a little bit, you know, Service has, and some coaches that I've talked to as well. You know, you can't really make much of seven games, but when you think about last year and think about the moves and how they tried to change the offense and their identity, less strikeouts, contact, ball in play, move. And they haven't seen that in seven games. It looks just like last year. You know, there were two leadoff doubles. And one leadoff double last night in the game that the guy did not even move from second base, didn't even advance him to third. And it's a leadoff double. And it went strikeout. They went strikeout, pop out, ground out. Those are the things, you know, leadoff doubles, you got to get in, right? Yeah. Runner on third, less than two outs, you got to get in. And it's a very small sample size. I don't think they're worried about it. Again, I think they're going to be a lot better, more contact like a Cleveland. But you're right, it's a bad look now just because of what we saw last year, what they were, and what they said they were going to be this year. Way different. And it just hasn't been yet.
Update on the equipment and everything. Are we good?
I think so.
I thought you handled it. There is nothing.
I had to hold the mic for Ange and then, like, stop talking. And this.
There is nothing worse.
You look up, Puck, and the monitor's gone. And, like, they're showing highlights. You're like, the universal, what am I doing? That's the look for the producer,
Well,
Puck.
When you want to get their attention,
it's like.
Yeah, there is nothing worse than when you're doing anything live. Now, radio, you can hide it a little bit because people aren't watching you in radio. So you can, like, wave your hands and get your, you know, like, wave at a producer or somebody. Right. Be like, come on. But in TV, you are just stuck. Yes. I thought you guys earned another Emmy with that performance Wednesday afternoon against. I would submit that
there
one.
There should be a category, like. Effed up shows or something like
that. Should
nothing
be.
Works, you know, give us your best worst show.
Oh, I love that. That's actually a great idea. All right, we'll cut you loose. The seagulls are in the background. You're a scholar and a gentleman for carving out some time. We'll do it every Wednesday with Brad Adam, all brought to you by Root Sports. Mariners drop 2-3 to Cleveland. They get a day off, right? They head out on a series that will have them going to Milwaukee and Toronto. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Brad.
Awesome. You bet, Puck. See you, bud.
There he is, Brad Adam. Again, all brought to you by Root Sports. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. As always, we promise to be better.
No shoes, no dice.
Would anybody like to smoke some pot?
Yeah. I was born to love you. I was born to lick your face. I was born to rub you. But you were born to rub me first.
What do you need my dress for?
We like to send out a mailer.
Mother of mercy, I don't speak Japanese!